We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Wednesday morning, 40 degrees. Former law officials testify they're unsure what they could have done to protect the U.S. Capitol from what they say was a planned attack.
Officials contend they didn't see the violence coming. Former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving expected demonstrations similar to other MAGA rallies from the fall. But the FBI issued a report the night before the riot about online discussion, saying, quote, "Go there ready for war. We get our president or we die." Top congressional security officials say they never saw that information. Stephen Sun, the former chief of the Capitol Police, said the Secret Service never would have brought then-Vice President Pence to the Capitol had they understood the threat. But even if they had that information, former law enforcement officials doubted they could defend the Capitol that day. Sun resigned 2 days after the attack, but told senators he regrets the decision.
Fox's Chad Pergram reporting from Capitol Hill.
LGBTQ rights advocates are warning Kansas legislators that their decision of a proposed ban on transgender students in girls' and women's school sports will lead to bullying.
The American Civil Liberties Union threatened to sue the state if such law is enacted. The state Senate Education Committee had a hearing on the bill backed by some athletes, lawmakers, and conservative groups. Supporters say the bill is an attempt to ensure that girls and women aren't deprived of scholarships and other opportunities in sports. But critics argue that even having a hearing tells transgender students they're not wanted and could encourage harassment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Deliveries of the COVID vaccine have been slowed by nasty weather. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meissner tells KNSS News local health officials felt that shortage last week.
The weather messed up a lot of things, but we didn't get any. But we did get 7,000 Monday, and we get told we're supposed to get another 7,000 like Thursday, and plus another additional 1,000, maybe up to 5,000-6,000 for isolated or directed specifically towards the teacher vaccination.
Meissner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
The White House and top Democrats in Congress are standing by a cabinet nominee in confirmation trouble.
A 50-50 Senate leaves little room for division for Democrats, and it's putting at least one nominee's confirmation in peril, in part because of past tweets critical of Republicans and liberal Democrats.
Now to say Neera Tanden shouldn't get in because of her tweets is a little bit of a contradiction.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will need help from Republicans to confirm Neera Tanden as the Director of Office of Management and Budget after West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin announced his opposition. President Biden likely needs Democrats to stick together on other cabinet picks, including Congresswoman Deb Haaland for Interior Secretary and Javier Becerra to lead Health and Human Services. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Freshwater fish are facing a growing threat of extinction. So says a new report from some of the world's biggest conservation groups.
The World Wildlife Fund and 15 other global conservation groups say one in three freshwater fishes is threatened with extinction. They've produced a report called World's Forgotten Fishes, which says freshwater ecosystems are being wiped out by hydropower dams, agriculture, irrigation, and pollution. There's also trouble caused by the introduction of invasive non-native species and overfishing. The report says 80 species of freshwater fish are already extinct, and they say over the past 50 years, populations of freshwater migratory fish have fallen by 76%. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Information today on the standard deduction in your KNSS tax tip.
The more common standard deduction is a flat rate, no questions asked, adjustment. But some people choose to itemize instead. CPA Lydia Disnoyer says
itemized deductions are real estate taxes, charitable contributions, mortgage interest, sales or state income tax, medical deductions that meet a certain threshold. Once you add those, if that amount exceeds $12,400 for a single person or $24,800 for a married couple filing jointly, go ahead and itemize.
Once you compare the two, file with the deduction that will get you a larger return. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday we got to 69 degrees for the high in Wichita. Today going to be quite a bit cooler, but still running about normal for this time of year. Mostly sunny and breezy. Mid-40s by lunchtime, 51 for the high this afternoon. As clouds settle in tonight, our low near 30. Cloud cover throughout the day Thursday with a high 47. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 17 miles per hour and 40 degrees. 634 here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. And on this is February the 24th, on this date in 1868, the U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Andrew Johnson by a vote of 126 to 47. You know what the impetus was for that? Why they impeached him? I know you know, but can you think of it right now? Remember?
Had to do with the cabinet.
It was his attempt to dismiss Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton.
Yeah.
And at that time, apparently, that was a huge deal, obviously. They impeached him for it.
Yeah, they were looking for a reason to impeach
Probably
him.
Probably were.
He was not well-liked. They were looking for a reason.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Johnson was later acquitted by the Senate. But that's probably it, a very political thing then. Wow. For trying to fire a cabinet member. I thought presidents from day one had discretion on that. That was their people and their call.
Well, of course, he was only in the cabinet because of his predecessor.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln had
put him on Lincoln's cabinet.
Yeah. And Lincoln's cabinet was kind of weird anyway, I think, because he had all of his political opponents in there. Lincoln did and made friends out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they had Johnson come along, and apparently Andrew Johnson was not a very likable person, as opposed to Lincoln just being, you know, what he was. Mm. And that's a hard act to follow. How would you like to be the president after Lincoln, for goodness sake?
Well, and he was acquitted by one vote, and that was the vote of that Kansas senator.
That's true.
Yeah.
Curtis? Was it Curtis?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Interesting history today. Well, if you check out what's happening with the rover NASA has landed on Mars, don't be surprised if you see some interesting stuff. And that's just on the rover itself. For example, the parachute that helped Perseverance touch down on Mars' surface has its own message. A systems engineer used binary code to spell out the phrase, "Dare mighty things" on the chute, and the GPS coordinates for the Jet Propulsion Lab in California. It wasn't the only hidden message to make it to Mars. Perseverance carries a plaque depicting all five of NASA's Mars rovers in increasing size over the years, sort of like those family car decals seen on Earth. Launch organizers say there are other surprises you can see on the probe's seven-foot arm is deployed when it's deployed and starts taking photos. So apparently they're having a little fun with the decorations.
Now that parachute is just litter.
Well, maybe they'll bring it back and it could be something valuable. You know, piece of memorabilia. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted.
Yeah, the bigger litter is the heat shield. They jettisoned that as it was coming down quite a bit earlier.
Heat shield.
Yep.
All right, vaccinations. Ted, you got some good news about Mama. Did Mahala get her
first? Yeah, I got Mom in for an appointment yesterday.
How about that?
Took her down to get her first vaccination.
Yeah, because you had tell us the day before that you didn't think you could get her in, or you couldn't get her in until yesterday. How about that? So, very good. I'm scheduled at 3 o'clock. Friday afternoon.
Yeah, so you're 2 days out.
I'm 2 days out. Then it'll be the first one. And I talked with a friend last night here in Wichita who, I'm not going to say who it is or where he lives, but he lives in Kansas south of here. He said he'd already had both of his. I said, no, he's had one of them. I said, how'd you do that? He said, went to Medford, Oklahoma. I think he said Medford, right down there in northern Oklahoma. And I said, I wonder if there's people doing that, jumping across the border. Sure, he did. Cheating a little bit there. 6:38 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for...
Well, how's that cheating?
It isn't, I guess.
He just got the shot. Yeah, he got it. He found availability and he got it.
I guess did they count him in Oklahoma or did they count him in Kansas? There could be a problem there. It could be one vote off or one number off. All right, Breaker 19, CB Bumsteer with us this morning. KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, profit-taking hit the cattle complex Tuesday and resulted in negative trading and negative closes. Some of the contracts also ended with triple-digit losses. April live cattle had its lowest trade of the past 21 sessions. Now, box beef prices are still working higher, and the movement is still on the slow side. Lean hogs continue to trade and close higher. Yesterday, several contracts again made new contract highs. Now, summer contracts are getting closer to their 2019 highs for the lean hogs. Cold storage report yesterday showed versus a year ago, beef stocks are up 6%, but pork stocks, once again, down 26%. At the close yesterday, April live cattle were $1.85 lower, $121.20. March feeders, 75 cents lower, $138.57. And April lean hogs were up $1.30 at $86.42. Now, soybeans Tuesday at one time were up over 40 cents with the help of the managed money buying. Only the Kansas City wheat futures closed negative yesterday. New crop corn and soybeans continued yesterday to score new contract highs. Friday is first notice day for the March grain and soy futures. We have seen strength overnight as the May KC wheat is up 2.5 cents at 6.49¾. May corn up 2.5 also at 5.55. May soybeans are trading 13¾ higher at 14.22¼. April crude oil, 66 cents higher at 62.33. April gold up $0.5 at 18.0640. The March S&P is 12 points higher at 3,890. The March dollar index 13 cents lower at 90.04. And March Dow Jones futures holding 49 points higher at 31,537. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, here we are at midweek, a week after a lot of disastrous things going on weather-wise. How is the market, the commodity market responding to all this, if it is at all?
Well, in most aspects, it really didn't have any response to what took place with this cold snap that we went through. It seemed to focus on other things. Even after you heard all the horror stories about high-priced natural gas and so forth, we did not see that reflect in our futures market either.
Well, and what about the crops? That cold snap here, for what, 7, 8, 10 days? Did it hurt the wheat crop here locally?
Well, there's still concern about winter kill. But the problem with winter kill is it's too early to determine if it hurt the wheat crop. It's usually spring when we come out dormancy if we see a problem. And sometimes we even have to wait to almost harvest time before we can see whether or not it has an effect on the wheat, negative or not. So that is still something we're waiting to determine.
All right. Thank you, Tom. 641 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. The recent market frenzy. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.